Welcome to the IC Medan podcast. We are so glad and wanted to thank you for joining us today. If you want to know more about who we are, our service times and location, or how can you get involved, you can check our website at icmedan.com. We hope you enjoy the message.
All right. Man, that was good. A little bit of the Christmas story. Man, Christmas is a time of joy. I mean, if we think about it, that's what we're going to talk about today, that focus on joy. But when you think about Christmas, it's such a joyful time. I think church should be full of joy. Amen? Who agrees? We should be able to laugh and have fun. So I have just a few things I wanted to share with you this morning that I thought would bring some joy to all of us. You know, when I was thinking about our staff Christmas party, we had a gingerbread house making competition. Many of you may have voted on these gingerbread houses. I want to show you a photo. Media team, do we have a photo? Okay. Here are our gingerbread houses. Number one, number two, number three, number four. We didn't tell you who made them. We didn't tell anyone on Instagram who made them, so it wouldn't be like biased. You know, I wanted to use the icing and put Pastor Chris on my house so it would help you guys. My house didn't win, by the way, so thank you for your voting. My house is number three with the perfect wreath made by Yare. Look at those houses. How could people not vote for number three? Number two won. Number two was my wife and Wilda and Gabe. So they made house number two, but I'm still shocked by this. Number three didn't win. I mean, number one, number four, I get that. Those were horrible. But let me show you the picture that no one saw right after these photos were taken. Here's the next shot. Look at that. I'm not going to tell you who made house number one, but as soon the flash from the camera crumbled the house. It's not even standing. I would have felt so bad if that one had won. At least number two was a house that was standing. So, you know, that was a little bit of fun. Other than that, everything was very serious and somber at our Christmas party. Everything was just quiet. And we have a video from the Christmas party. Let me just show you a clip from the Christmas party.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them.
All right, that was some of our serious staff Christmas party. And let me tell you guys, before you even ask, yes, I got permission from Pastor Carey. I've almost been married for 25 years. I'm not an idiot. If I put that video up without asking my wife, husbands, you know, you would be dead after that. And I said, can I put that video up? She still gave me a little bit of a look. So I was like, please, it's for Jesus. And she said, okay, and we put the video up. But I just thought that would be fun. We found sumo charades. So it was fun. Everyone had to put the suit on. There was a gift for all of the staff members, but they had to wear the suit to get the gift. So that was really fun. You know, we think about joy at Christmas. Really, when I think about Jesus, I think about joy. I mean, when you look in the Bible, children were always running to Jesus, right? There was even a time where so many children were around Jesus that the disciples were trying to move the kids away, and Jesus said, no, let the children come to me. I mean, you know, kids don't just run to anybody, right? I mean, I don't know if Jesus walked around. Maybe he kept candy with him. You know, my son Nemo, he always would love his Meemaw, my wife's mom, because she always had candy in her pockets. I mean, when Nemo was little, anytime he was around, she would pull candy out of her pockets. I remember my grandparents had candy in their pockets. I mean, you think maybe Jesus had candy in his pockets, and the kids are always running around. I picture Jesus just happy and smiling, and I mean, when you see that children were even attracted to him, surely he had some kind of special joy. And so that's what we want to talk about. But before we get into that, I want to share quickly, because we think about the joy of giving, and you guys are such a generous church, and you know we've been raising the money for Project Give. So I want to give you a quick report of where that is right now. Do we have the slide for Project Give? We need a drum roll. This is the dramatic. Okay. I got this sign. That means later. But we will give you the slide for that. It's not all that's been raised, but we exceeded the goals. So that's going to be awesome this year. We'll be able to set up the ministry center for P3M. So as Wild is rescuing women from prostitution, there's a place for them to go and be pulled out and be trained in other skill areas. We'll be able to do everything and more that we plan to do for Yachan Children's Home. We have all the support we need for Ruang Gambira, and we'll be able to bless other people outside of the church, even beyond that. So could you guys give yourselves a hand? We'll show you the amount later and probably announce it again on the 29th. Oh, we have it now. All right. Here it goes. Wow. You guys raised 98 juta, 411,000. The goal was 80 juta, so you guys shot way above that. So, man, it's such an honor to pastor such a generous church. Every year you guys exceed the goal because I think you've understood and you've realized that we find joy in giving, right? We find joy in blessing others, and the clothes, we'll have pictures of the clothes that you guys have brought soon, but man, the clothing drive, every little place, every space in this church that you don't see, there's piles of clothes, because you guys brought so many clothes in the office and everywhere else that we'll be able to help some of the children at the refugee camps and at Yachan Children's Home and beyond. So speaking of giving and receiving gifts, let's get back to the Christmas story and what I wanted to focus on today. Some of it you saw in that video for Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. And we watched that specific clip from the video because I want to focus on this moment with the shepherds. In Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 11, it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night." Pay attention to all the points of this story. Here we have the shepherds. They're the shepherds on the night shift. Has anyone ever worked night shift? I've worked night shift before at a job. It's not the most pleasant moment of the, it's dark outside, it's nighttime. All the regular people working regular jobs are at home asleep, and there you are. It's nighttime. I worked at a bank for a while in the call center, and for a while I had this shift that was like 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And man, the people that call you with banking problems at that time of night, they're not happy people. It was a horrible night shift. It's dark, my family's at home asleep, and people are calling me, yelling at me about all of their banking problems, and it wasn't even my fault. But anyway, here's these shepherds. And they're the night shift. They're keeping watch over the flocks at night. It's dark. They're out in this field. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. I mean, of course, even in the daytime, that would be terrifying. But at night in a field, it's just you guys all alone watching sheep, and suddenly this huge, glorious angel appears. That would be terrifying for any of us. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. I mean, this angel came. They receive a message from an angel, and the message he has is good news, and it's from God himself. And they describe this good news saying, the news will bring joy to all people. I mean, imagine that any word could be used to describe. This was God's description of his news. Imagine, this is the word that God decided, I'm sending a message to the world. I'm sending news to the world, and I want to choose the right word here. How am I going to describe this news? Joy. Send the message. Tell them, here's the good news, and this news is going to bring joy to all people. He didn't use the word, hey, I have this good news that's going to bring righteousness to all people. I have this good news that's going to bring rules and commandments to all people. I have this news that's going to bring a new religion to all people. No, he says, I have good news that will bring joy. The news will bring great joy. And it was first delivered to a group of people in a dark place, out in the field. Not in the temple, not in the palace. I mean, you could think of all the places where would God like to first send this good news of great joy? Not in the temple or palace or any other place we would imagine, but the news is sent to a dark place. In that dark place is where the news of joy came. Just like in our lives, in our dark places, God sends the good news of joy. Man, in the dark place, I don't know about you, but that's where I was when I received good news. I was in the darkest place of my life. I was farther from God probably than I've ever been, and someone brought good news right into the darkness, and it was good news that brings joy. That's what Christmas is all about. Hey, this news brings joy to all people, to all people. Christmas was a rescue mission. Jesus, the light of the world, bringing joy into the darkness. He's done that for every single one of us here. He's done it for the entire world. I mean, when the Bible says that Jesus came and died for the sins of the world, it's for everybody. Everybody. People that aren't here with us today, people who are not even in church today, Jesus already died for their sins. That's good news. Man, that's the news we take to people. We don't have to go tell them, hey, stop sinning. What we need to tell them is, hey, Jesus paid for your sins. You can be forgiven and set free from it. It's joy. It's news that brings joy. It's powerful, this rescue from darkness by the one that's called the Christ, the Messiah, meaning the anointed one, meaning that there was only one anointed one, only one who had the power, the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the only one that had the power to set us free. Verses 12 through 14, the angel continued talking to these shepherds in the dark field and said, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests. Jesus came to offer us the gift of peace. He came to offer us peace. This news that is to bring joy to all people, it offers us peace. This freedom from everything going around us. Imagine that. That's how you have peace. That's why it's a message of joy, because all of us have darkness all around us. All of us have problems. All of us are facing situations. I met with a friend from the church this week, and we were just talking about how crazy the world is right now. And do you agree? It's craziness. It's chaotic. It's dark. We were talking this week and talking about the Bold and Brave and the teens program here. And we were talking about, hey, what can we do to protect our children when the world is so dark? Because it's such a dark place. But in the midst of that, Jesus offers us the gift of peace. This good news bringing joy. You can have peace. In the midst of the darkness, you can have light. In the midst of the chaos, you can have peace in your heart. meaning you're free from all those situations. You're no longer living your life based on what you see or based on what's happening. If we live based on our circumstances or our situations, we'll constantly be up and down. But God sent something through Jesus that we can have this peace and this calm in our heart so that whatever's going on around you, you're steady because you have faith. And I have peace. I received good news that brings joy. God gave me a gift. I don't have to be up and down and up and down. Steady. Peace in my heart. Jesus came to offer us that gift in the darkness. He's the only one who can offer it. Jesus didn't come to bring a new religion. I wrote it like this just because I like to try to rhyme things. Jesus didn't come a new religion to start. The reason he came was to bring peace to your heart. And that's what Jesus is about. He didn't come to earth saying, hey, I'm about to lead a new religion. No, he came and said, I'm going to bring peace between the children of God and their Father. I'm going to bring peace to their lives. I'm going to come into the darkness and bring light. That's why when I send the message, I'm going to take it to some people that are out in a field in the darkness. And I'm going to tell them, here's a message of joy. You can have peace. Peace with God. Are you in a dark place? Do you have darkness in your life? Is there some darkness in your heart or in your family? Maybe even on this Christmas day when we should be focused on joy, maybe there's some darkness around you. Can I encourage you today to receive the message that brings joy? Receive the peace into your heart. Today, I bring you good news that brings joy to all people. Man, that's the good news. That's the gift that God offers us. The last few weeks, that's what we've been talking about. A gift. It all ends with joy. It all ends with peace. That as we leave today, we go with that peace in our heart, no longer rocked around by this world. I was thinking this morning of how good this news is. When I received the good news, the meaning it brought for me, the fact that God came to us in darkness, these were the things I thought about just this morning while I was praying. The good news of Christmas means that you are not abandoned. You are not abandoned. And God could have just left us. He didn't have to send the message. He could have said, the whole world is doomed. There's darkness. There's sin. It's ugly. They've hurt me. They've broken my heart. Who cares? Forget about them. But the fact that he sent that message to that dark field, to those shepherds, means that you are not abandoned. God did not abandon us. It means you are not rejected. It means God is doing everything he can to say, hey, I want to receive you back. I accept you. I want you in my life. I want a relationship with you. You're not rejected. Man, the message that came to that field that brought joy was not a message that God rejects you. It's a message that God accepts you and wants to receive you back. The last thing I thought this morning was, the Christmas message reminds us that you are loved more than you can even imagine. Every single one of you here today, you're loved more than you can imagine. The fact that God didn't abandon us, the fact that he didn't reject us, the fact that he came to earth on a rescue mission, it means that you're loved. It means that you matter to God. Can you look at someone around you and say, you matter to God? You matter to him. He came to rescue you. He came to bring you joy. He came to bring you peace. The Christmas story says the angels were singing glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. How do you know if you are one of whom his favor rests? You receive this gift. It's as simple as that. If you want God's favor, just receive the gift that he sent. Receive his son. Receive the joy. Receive the peace. His favor will be on you. You'll receive salvation. You'll receive joy and forgiveness. The favor of God will rest on you and you will have peace. And finally this before we pray. Luke chapter 2 verses 15 through 18. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The final thing is this: tell others what God has done in your life. And if the angel brought a message and said, hey, this is good news that will bring joy to all people, that means he wants us to take that message to all people. Have you received that joy? Take that joy to someone else. It may be today, you may be gathering with some friends and family for Christmas. Take joy with you. Let everyone that meets you know this about you. Hey, I don't know what it is about them, but everywhere they come, they bring joy. They bring joy. That's what God described the entire message. The entire gospel is joy. Joy for all people. Would you stand with me, please, so I can pray for you? Father, we thank you for that message you sent to that dark field through your angel. Lord, I'm thankful that when you looked for a word to describe the good news, you chose the word joy, telling us that you want all of your sons and all of your daughters to be filled with joy. That across this room, you want every heart to have joy. You want us to experience joy in this life. You want us to live with joy. You want joy to be pouring out of us. Lord, just like we see with Jesus as he walked on the earth, Lord, joy must have been coming out of you so much. Even children ran to you because of joy. Let us have that same joy that Jesus had. Father, give us that joy as your children. Lord, I pray that everyone here would receive the gifts that we've talked about the last few weeks, that all of the things that you've promised us would be received this morning in this moment as we talk about gifts, the gift of God. Bless your people today. Let us leave here with joy and with peace that comes only through the name of Jesus. And Jesus, it's in your name we pray. Amen.
This is the end of the message today. Thank you again for listening to our podcast.